And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, Barbecue Bob is a little under the weather. He claims he doesn't have the vid. And he's just got the flu, so we didn't want him in this little cozy studio. So joining me in the co-pilot's chair is Brad Ensing. And Brad, we were talking a little bit about duck hunting. I have it is the season. Duck seasons are still open. So the last duck that I cooked, I have one of those Tech infrared grills, right? And they'll get to like 1,200 degrees. And it's a wonderful piece of equipment because – if you don't know what they are, and by the way, I'm preaching to the choir. Brad is an expert on appliances, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But that piece of glass that's between the burner and the grates is what creates the infrared heat, as well as it'll stop all drippings from hitting any flame.
Open flame.
As well as that piece of glass gets so hot that everything just kind of vaporizes, right? So the last duck that I cooked, somebody brought me a breast. There's a little bit of fat cap on it, right? And you score that just a little bit because you want it to render and crisp up a little bit. But what I did is I took a raspberry balsamic and just brushed that on there, put it in a little cup, and I had a brush, and I brushed it on all sides of there, and I turned that grill up as high as I could, and I maybe did a minute, minute and a half on the non-fat side and then turned it over maybe a couple minutes on the fat side to crisp that up. And then I butterflied that thing and just cut little fillets off it that were maybe like the size of a Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
And man.
It's amazing. When duck is done the right way.
Right.
And I don't want, you know, listeners to get their things screwed up here a little bit. We're not talking about farm-raised duck that you're getting out of the, you know, when you go to a restaurant. And that's one of the crazier things I've learned here over the last couple of years, too. When you go into a restaurant and they're serving venison, it ain't coming out of Michigan.
Right.
That's normally a red deer, and they're getting it from overseas. You know, so...
Yeah, venison is any four-legged animal with horns, pretty much,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
But the way that the laws are set up, you can't basically sell wild game. It's against the law.
Right.
And even, like, bartering, you have to be careful. Like, if you've got a buddy that's like, hey, I got 20 pounds of smoked salmon, you want to trade me some deer meat for it?
Yeah. Right.
Government watches out. Now I sound like Bob. I'm like a conspiracy. Don't post it on the Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to have that this week. Dang it.
Yeah. They're watching us. Put the tinfoil hats on.
Right.
But, you know, it's one of those things where duck prepared properly is just absolutely amazing. It's so rich and delicate. And that fat cap on there, when you score it and sear it with some fresh herbs, is just, it's something you can't find at a restaurant.
Right. And the good part about that is it's not a ton of it. I mean, you get a few bites and you're done with it. And so it doesn't have to be overpowering in a meal, but it's just a wonderful, wonderful piece of protein that you don't get very often.
Now
you've been doing some duck hunting. Let's talk a little bit about that with the different species of ducks, because I've been following you on Facebook a little bit, and I noticed that you even did a wing comparison that one time. But we're not eating the wings. So, but let's talk about that.
No, so basically, and I am not a duck expert by any means. This is kind of a newer thing to me, but you basically have puddle ducks and diver ducks.
Right.
Puddle ducks are going to be the ones that are the good-eating ducks, if you will. Now, if you go to a lot of the websites and the Facebook sites out there, that there are a lot of people that'll grind up diver ducks. And when I say a diver duck that dives under the water, will eat fish, crustaceans, things like that. The meat's definitely a different flavor. A lot of people say it's no good. A lot of people grind it up, make chili out of it, make stuff like that. It's not something that I've done yet. Everything that I've been doing is puddle ducks, which are green-winged teals, mallards, wood ducks, things along those lines. Just a delicious duck when prepared properly. The one thing I've been a little disappointed in, as I'm trying to, I try to utilize about everything I can out of the duck. I think next go round when we go out, I'm going to save duck carcasses and make myself some duck stock, which I'm really looking forward to do. But it's one of those things where, you know, people always tease these restaurants farm to table. I'm going a little farther, you know, nature to table. I just want to do it myself.
Right.
And I want to have pride in what I do. And, you know, I think it's become so easy, like we talk about with the grocery stores, and God bless them, and a good butcher. But man, I love going out and being able to hunt something, kill it, clean it, and cook it for family and friends. And to me, nothing says love more than taking the time to do that.
Right. Well, and it is a lot of time. You know, you've got to have a desire and a love for nature, because you don't bag something every time you go out. We were talking a little bit about deer season and the challenges you were having out by your house. Yeah. And I did not hunt this year. I played chef at two different deer camps and had a huge successful year doing that. And we've talked about most of that already on previous shows. But with regard to hunting, my bride really doesn't care for game because she doesn't get, can't get past the, yeah, the what's between
the
her ears.
Process.
It's the thought process rather than she'll try it. But you know, there's always the she does a Conrad, man. She mm-hmm. wrinkles up her nose after she has the first bite.
And you know, there's a lot of people out there. Now, my wife is a different. She always says she needs her 3 degrees of separation. So if she doesn't see me kill it, she doesn't see me gut it and clean it, she's good to go with
okay.
it. Okay. So squirrels, I normally am cleaning on my front porch. So right. she's like watching me through the ring probably. Probably trying not to vomit.
Well, and one of the problems with a squirrel is it does look a little bit like a doll in the pot. You know what I mean? I mean, if you've ever seen one, it can be like, huh, for a minute, especially for a girl that's played with dolls for all her young life.
You know, it's a labor of love. What can I say?
Right.
But, you know, deer, that's pretty much, we don't do a ton of beef at our house. We eat mostly venison. And this year, I'm looking at them like, maybe I'd buy a quarter of beef. I don't know. But, you know, we've had a couple, and I hunt on my property. I'm on about 7 acres, and I'm basically up against a nature preserve in Ottawa County, and the other side of me is consumers power property. So I have a good area to hunt, but basically all the deer, I've got an 11 point and an 8 point, two beautiful deer that I've been watching all year long. They're all nocturnal at this point.
Right.
So, you know, I'm hoping for maybe one of them to slip up one of these days, or maybe a couple doe to come through, because we'd really like to fill those tags, because it is what our family prefers to eat.
Yeah, well, and it's because you know how to cook it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's just it. But so we've covered duck. Do you do rabbit at all?
I love rabbit. Is there any wild meat I don't like?
Well, know, woodchuck, yeah, rabbit, we're going to talk about the woodchuck here in a minute. But why don't we talk about it now? So everybody that lives in a rural area has woodchucks on their property, and maybe even in the city too.
Gifts from God, my friend. Gifts from God.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
And everybody thinks it's a giant rodent, which I don't know the genus and species, but it probably is.
It is.
Yep. But once again, maybe not your grandparents, but maybe your great-grandparents ate those things. And Brad's, you know, what used to be is now cool, right?
You know, and again,
there's no season on me. There's no limit.
No limit. It's like this artisan thing that's been catching on, you know. It's like all these craft beer guys that screwed up my bourbon buying now, because they moved on from craft beer to bourbons now. So
right.
Knock that crap off too, people out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, woodchuck is another food that, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago was a staple of the American, you know, American people's diets. And when cleaned properly and cooked properly, it's like eating a delicious, you know, pork roast. It's absolutely delicious. Now, you got to clean. They've got some scent glands underneath their arms. Mm-hmm. Those need to be cleaned out. But, you know, when you parboil it for 15 to 20 minutes, throw it in the crock pot with some onions and some potatoes and carrots. It's absolutely delicious.
I'm hearing a crock pot theme here. We may have to dive into that and ask, why is that your preferred mode of cooking?
Next segment.
We'll do that. We will do that. So coming up next, fire up your crock pot, because we might have a couple new ideas to throw in the bottom of her. Stick with us. We'll be back.